Thank you, Chief.
Red and Workforce Development Committee on Thursday, April 13th, 2017. And a few agenda notes to start our hearing. Thank you all for being here, of course. There were 14 bills listed on today's agenda, and a majority of them still need to be carried over for final amendments and work. So a little disappointing, but that's life. So today we're going to be working House Bill 3335, House Bill 2531, 2965, 2865.
Wait.
Oh, sorry.
Mr. Chair, would you go to the second, please?
3335.
Uh-huh.
531.
531.
Okay.
2965.
2965.
2864.
2864.
And 2862.
2862.
We'll work those. And then the following bills, I'm going to read through fairly quickly, will be the remainder. Nine bills that will be on next Tuesday.
Okay.
Or do you want to write them down?
It'll be, I'm writing them.
Everything
okay.
That's not here current.
Everything that's not on there. So
be carried over.
Yeah. Will be carried over. So okay. 2998, 3437,
during the committee meeting.
3288, 2582, 2701, 3337. 3423, 2313, and 2929. So those will be on Tuesday. So any questions before we get started? Okay, this just for the record, Rep. Clem is excused. Rep. Reschke is off testifying somewhere. So we're going to go work these anyway. So I'm opening a work session on House Bill 2531. Laura, please provide us a brief summary of the bill.
Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2531 would appropriate $5 million from General Fund for Work Systems Incorporated for the training and case management of 1,000 potential job applicants in advanced electronics, advanced metal and machinery manufacturing, and distribution. There's a dash to amendment on OLIS that clarifies the appropriation is intended for the implementation of this pilot program to provide targeted sector career coaching, occupational training, and job placement for job seekers in areas of concentrated poverty statewide. There is no revenue impact. There is fiscal impact that has been issued, and there is a subsequent referral to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means.
And this is one that will have a significant budget note with it. I'd like to ask you to trust me on that today. If you don't see that budget note by the time it comes to the floor, then by all means, change your vote at that time or something. But I just... What I'm trying to say is I promise you that you're going to have a detailed budget note that outlines how the distribution of the funds. And right now it says basically it's $5 million mm-hmm. for this program. And this is the one that you're going to get the $3 million SNAP 50-50 fund mm-hmm. match. And so it should benefit workers across the state. So. Okay. Oops.
Chair, I move to adopt the dash 2 amendment dated 4-10-2017.
Rep. Wisnett moves to adopt the dash 2 amendment dated 4-10-2017. Any discussion? Okay. If any objection? If not, the amendment is adopted.
Chair Reardon, I move House Bill 2531 is amended to the floor of a due pass recommendation and the bill be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference.
Thank you. Rep. Wisnett moves House Bill 2531 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that it be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference. Any discussion? Rep. Solman.
Thanks, Chair Reardon. I just wanted to make note, I appreciate you bringing this forward and the such in-depth presentation that you gave with really working together in concentrating, looking at this area and how it's impacted in our job market. And as we're looking at, you know, with you made comment with such a focus on manufacturing. And as a someone who has worked my other job with working with National Manufacturing Day and the need that we see not only nationally but in this state for a focus on our manufacturing is absolutely, it's critical. There's a need. So I appreciate you bringing this forward, and I look forward to voting yes on this and further discussion.
Great. Thank you so much for your comments. Okay. No further discussion. Seeing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Representative
Bynum? Aye.
Representative Clem?
Excuse.
Representative Kerr?
Aye.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative
Breschke? He's excused. He's testifying.
Representative
Solman?
Aye.
Vice
Chair Longley?
Aye.
Vice Chair
Wissett?
Aye.
Chair Reagan?
Aye.
Motion passes, and the bill is sent as amended to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means. Thank you all for your support.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oops. I'm closing the work session on House Bill 2531. Okay. I'm opening a work session on House Bill 2965. Laura, if you would please provide the committee with a brief summary of the bill.
Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2965 would establish task force on workforce development for people with disabilities. It requires a task force to review the Council of State Governments and National Conference of State Legislators report entitled Work Matters, a Framework for States on Workforce Development for People with Disabilities, and to evaluate Oregon's programs related to employing people with disabilities. There's a Dash 1 amendment that deletes the emergency clause. It replaces Oregon Disabilities Commission with the Department of Human Services for the provision of staff support to the task force and appointment of task force members. A fiscal impact has been issued. There is no revenue impact, and there is a subsequent referral to Joint Ways and Means due to the task force.
Okay, but the revenue, excuse me, Mr. Chair, they said no revenue impact, I don't know.
Yeah, no revenue impact.
Okay.
It doesn't bring in any money.
Okay. There shouldn't have been a cost either. Okay.
Well, fiscal.
There's no fiscal.
There is a fiscal.
Oh, I don't
right?
see it.
No, there's
yeah.
not.
Chair,
Ways and Means?
Chair Representative Wisnant, there is a fiscal impact statement that was issued. It is not the Legislative Fiscal Office that is requesting the bill to Joint Ways and Means. It's a speaker requirement that any bill of the task force goes to Joint Ways and Means. If you read the fiscal note on OLIS, what it indicates is that non-legislative members of the task force serve as volunteers and are not entitled to compensation reimbursement. However, two members of the task force will be legislative members entitled to per diem and travel reimbursement. It is possible that general fund resources may be required, but it depends on the time of year the task force chooses to meet. So it's more a speaker requirement than a legislative fiscal office. Their note simply indicates that.
Mr. Chair. Thank you. I'll work with the Speaker's office. Remember, this is committee. This is the one that we made it a committee bill, and some good people in Human Services. They are good people in Director of Human Services. Department of Vocational Rehabilitation agreed that they're going to work this in the project they're already doing, and it'll be minimum impact. But I'll make sure the message gets to the Speaker's office, and hopefully we. Remove the Ways and Means. But
and if you need anything from me, please let me know. I really support
Let's do
work.
It. We should do it together.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, then I move to adopt the Dash 1 amendment dated 4/11/2007.
Dash 1?
Alonzo Leon is doing the motion.
Okay.
Oh.
On this one.
Sorry, wrong guy. I'm looking at one that says Dash 2.
Mine says Dash 1.
And I'm hearing Dash 1.
Sure, it's picked up.
Okay.
You ready?
I think so.
Okay. Chair Reardon, I move to adopt Dash 1 amendment dated 4/11/2017.
Rep. Alonzo Leon moves to adopt the Dash 1 amendment dated 4/11/2017. Any discussion? Is there any objection? Look around. If not, the amendment is adopted. Okay.
Chair Reardon, I move HB 2965 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation, and that the bill be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means. Excuse me.
Rep. Alonzo Leon moves House Bill 2965 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation, and it be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means. Any discussion? Okay. If there is none, good. Roll call, please.
Representative
Representative Biden?
Aye.
Representative Quinn?
Excuse.
Representative Hurd?
Aye.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Reschke?
Excused.
Representative Sullivan?
Aye.
Vice Chair Alonzo Young?
Aye.
Vice Chair Wissett?
Aye.
Chair Redden?
Aye. Motion passes. Bill is sent as amended to Joint Committee on Ways and Means. All right. Get it out of here. This right one? Make sure I have the right sheet here.
2531 is that what I'm going to get?
Well,
I'm sorry. What confusion. Which one are we looking at now? There's too many covered too many sheets on the page. Okay. I'm opening a work session on House Bill 2864. Laura, please provide the committee with a brief summary of the bill.
Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2864 would require each public university and community college to establish cultural competency oversight committee. There is a -5 amendment posted on OLIS that replaces this measure. It directs each public institution of higher education to establish its own process for cultural competency standards, recommendation, implementation, oversight no later than December 31st of 2019. It requires institutions full compliance with the Act requirements no later than December 31st of 2020. A fiscal impact has been issued and posted on OLIS. There's no revenue impact, and there is no subsequent committee referral for this bill.
Okay. Discussion?
We're on 2864, correct?
Yes.
Seeing none, any objection or discussion?
Clarification, if a institution has a program in place, would they be required to utilize that, or would they be required to create another standalone program?
Would you mind responding?
Sure.
I think I know the answer, by the way, but I'd let you respond.
Thank you for your question, Representative Johnson. If they have an established infrastructure to provide diversity and inclusion, then they would use the standing system. However, they would also need to make sure to have the voices of students and faculty if they don't already do. But if they do, then they would use that existing infrastructure.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, not in the amendment is so.
Chair Reardon, I move to adopt the -5 amendment dated 4/5/2017.
That's what I meant. Is there any objection then? Okay. If not, the amendment is adopted.
Chair Reardon, I move House Bill 2864 as amended to the floor of a due pass recommendation.
Rep. Wisnett moves House Bill 2864 as amended to the floor of the due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Okay. Still none? Okay. Roll call, please.
Representative Biden?
Aye.
Representative Clem?
Excused. Excused.
Representative Hurd?
Aye.
Representative Johnson? Aye. Is that me? Yes.
Representative Reschke?
May I ask?
We can pause for just a second in voting here. Thank you for joining us. I know it's been a busy afternoon. We are voting. We just approved the -5 amendment to the Cultural Competency Bill 2864, and we're now voting on the bill itself, and you are right just in time.
Aye.
Excellent.
Representative Sullivan?
Aye.
Vice Chair Alonzo Young?
Aye.
Vice Chair Wissing?
Aye.
Chair Redden?
Very gladly, aye. and we're it. That's it. Motion passes. Oh, let's see. Who could we have to carry this? Rep. Alonzo Leon, would you, please?
Oh, all right. I think Reschke would be better.
Okay.
You're so silly. You want to coach them?
Closing a work session on House Bill 2864.
Co-carry it.
Okay.
You're so bad.
Clem's not here. I got to take over.
Yeah. I told you I'm going to talk for you. This was not even on.
So I'm going to go ahead and go back to the top of the order. Opening a work session on House Bill 3335. And Laura, if you could provide us a brief summary of that bill.
Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 3335 would require the Higher Education Coordinating Commission to develop a plan for enabling community colleges to offer an associate's degree completed in coordination with credits earned in a registered apprenticeship or training program. It requires the HEC to submit a report containing the plan and proposed legislation. There is a dash one amendment. It adds a requirement that the HEC report shall also include the number of additional associate's degrees expected to be earned under the program during each biennium. A fiscal impact has been issued. There is no revenue impact, and a subsequent referral is to Joint Ways and Means Committee.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chair, I move to adopt the dash one amendment dated 3/29/2017.
Rep. Wisnant moves to adopt the dash one amendment dated 3/29/2017. Any discussion?
I might sign on.
Okay. Any objection? If not, amendment is adopted.
I see what you're saying.
Sure. Chair Reardon, I move House Bill 3335 as amended to the floor of a due pass recommendation, and the bill be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means.
Rep. Wisnant moves House Bill 3335 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation that it be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means. Any discussion? All right. Seeing none, if we could have the clerk please call the roll.
Representative
Biden?
Aye.
Representative Clem? Clem is excused.
Representative
Clem?
Aye.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Rushkey?
Aye.
Representative Solomon?
Enthusiastic, aye.
Vice Chair Lonsley-Young?
Aye.
Vice Chair
Rizek?
Aye. Aye. Motion passes. Bill is sent as amended to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means. Okay.
Thank you.
We get good at this because Tuesday we're going to be really shuffling the papers.
Did a good job.
What?
Oh, closing the work session on House Bill 3335. Okay. And this is the last one for today, right? Mm-hmm. I'm opening a work session on House Bill 2862. Laura, please provide the committee with a brief summary of the bill.
Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2862 would appropriate $350,000 from the general fund to be allocated to the nursing faculty loan repayment program. There is no amendment for this bill. There's no revenue impact. A fiscal impact has been issued, and it does have a subsequent referral to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means.
Okay. Questions? Discussion? Anything? Take a motion if you're ready.
Mr. Chair.
Or maybe not. Maybe Rep. Alonzo Leon would like to.
Sure. Chair Reardon, I move HB 2862 to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference.
Great. Vice Chair Alonzo Leon moves House Bill 2862 to the floor with a due pass recommendation and it be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference. Any discussion? Okay, roll call, please.
Representative Bynum?
Aye.
Representative Clem?
Excused?
Representative Hurd?
Aye.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Rushkey?
Aye.
Representative Solomon?
Aye.
Vice Chair Lonsley-Young?
Aye.
Vice Chair
Whitehead?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. And we'll let Rep. Malmstrom worry about.
Okay,
we're done with that. And I'm closing the work session on House Bill 2862. Did we need to, did Rushkey miss any votes?
Yeah.
Did I reopen? What did he miss?
He missed the first two.
I'm going to pause just for a moment, please.
I think I have to move. Mr. Chair, I move that we reconsider the votes on House Bill.
Suspend the rules.
Suspend the rules to allow Representative Ruzicki to vote on the bills he missed.
Thank you. We do need a two-thirds affirmative vote on that. So is that just an aye, or do we need roll call?
Aye. Two ayes. Any opposed?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Great.
So you can just announce 8 out of 9 members.
Yeah. So we have 8 out of 9 members were here. So we can suspend the rules. That sounds fine. So we're going to reopen. Is it 2531? So I'm going to reopen a work session on House Bill 2531. Rep. Ruzicki, do you know what we're voting on?
Yes.
Would you like a reminder?
Appropriates money from the General Fund to State Workforce Investment Board for Work Systems, Inc.
Correct, and that's the one you missed my swearing that I would provide an excellent budget note for that.
Okay.
Okay, what would your vote be, please?
My vote is an aye.
Excellent choice. Thank you.
It's a restaurant.
Just so you know. Yeah.
Do I get fries with that?
Wine selection?
I like the cheeseburger.
We need to do it again.
Have to ask again to the rules be suspended.
Do it for each bill.
Yeah, do it for each bill.
I need to close this one out.
Yep.
Yeah. So I need to, I'm closing the work session on House Bill 2531.
Mr. Chair, I move that the committee suspend the rules and allow Representative Ruzicki to vote on House Bill 2965.
Yeah.
Our bill.
Oh, okay. All in favor of suspending the rules and allowing Rep. Ruzicki to vote on House Bill 2965, say aye.
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 Opposed? Passed. All members present voting for it. We have one member absent, Rep. Clem. And Rep. Ruzicki, would you care to cast your vote on House Bill?
Aye.
Excellent. Okay, so we have an aye from Rep. Ruzicki. Motion passes. I am closing the work session on House Bill 2965. And just to be clear, any measures on today's agenda not voted out today or being carried over, as mentioned earlier, to next Tuesday, April 18th agenda. Anything else for the good of the order?
We have to make
it. We're going to be busy Tuesday.
Okay. That's right. You can't.
Okay. I'm closing a meeting of the House Higher Ed and Workforce Development Committee. Higher Ed and Workforce Development Committee. A meeting of the House.